I just got banged up at practice. I had some plate in there. Kind of rebuilt like RoboCop, so sometimes you got to go in and fix a little bit. It was minor, though. I've had much worse. The good news is plan is to play 16-plus games, and that's going to happen.
So it really wasn't a broken bone, per se?
No, it was reported a lot worse than it is, and it looks a lot worse than it is. As you can see, I'm running around and lifting weights. Just kind of got overprotected. I'll give credit to the staff here, the training staff. They won't let me do anything. You know, I'm kind of hard-headed sometimes, so I want to do more, but they've been holding me back, which is good. They got my best interest at heart.
So you think full go training camp?
I don't think. I know.
Okay.
Yeah. I don't know if I should be talking about injuries, but the plan is to be back for that, and we're right on schedule for that.
Hey, Nate, because of Josh Gordon's unclear future, as a teammate, what do you do to try to kind of keep his head up and keep him focused on football and not let this become a distraction for him? Or what?
I just do the same thing that I was doing before, you know, that I guess news came out. You know, it's just help motivate him, you know, him and the other guys. You know, I'm here as a guy that can, one, show the young guys how to be professional athletes on and off the field, and two, try to motivate them in different ways. I mean, he's so gifted and so talented that it's hard to coach greatness. It's hard to motivate greatness. And, you know, I'm not saying he's great, but he has the talent to do that. And the only reason I'm saying that is because I played with Randy Moss and I played with Calvin Johnson and seen these guys firsthand every day. So, you know, what I want to try to get him to understand is if he kind of harnessed what he has and what he's been gifted with, it's going to be trouble in this league for a long time.
Do you see this as an opportunity for you to do that, knowing that you spent that time, you know, with a Randy, with a Calvin? I mean, you've got really, I think, the knowledge and wisdom that it takes to help.
It's all about paying it forward in this league. You know, I've been blessed enough to last 12 years, and a lot of that is because, one, I listened to the older guys when I first got in the league, and two is I'm not afraid to give that knowledge and help motivate young guys to a point where they're competing for my job. You know, competition for every team is great. So if I can help Josh along with the cast of receivers that we already have, at the end of the day, the first game of the season, you're going to have the best crop of receivers this team can offer. And if we do that, we're going to be hard to handle.
Do you get the sense that he's remorseful for what's happened here?
I don't know the details, so I couldn't really answer that. I'm pretty sure that's a better question to ask him, or even ask after all this is settled.
When you're working with someone like Calvin and Randy, and I know you can see by now that Josh is right up there with those guys, wouldn't it be just a horrible shame for him to be out of the game of football for any length of time?
Yeah. You know, that type of talent you want on the field, whether it's at practice or game, that you only get so many guys every few years that can redefine the position. And he's one of those guys. You know, he's not your traditional receiver. You know, neither is Calvin, neither is Randy. These guys were hit with that special stick, and God blessed them with attributes that you can only create in video games. So for him to miss any time, you know, it's a loss for everybody in general, you know, fans especially. So the hope is that he is on the field.
For any young... Do you think he realizes how special he can be, or is he still young and has to learn that?
I think he understands how good he is. I mean, he's working hard. You know, I've heard things about his work ethic, but from what I see, you know, he's playing at a high level. You know, you don't need to overcoach him. You don't need to push him. When he steps on his field, he straps up and goes to work. I think for some people, he makes it look easy at times, and that can be misunderstood. And just because somebody makes it look easy doesn't mean they're not working hard.
Do you see the uncertainty weighing on him?
No. And I think if I did, or if it was, he wouldn't be productive as he is at practice. You know, he's showing up every day as the number one receiver. You know, he's not showing up as a guy that's uncertain about his future. And really, that's all he can do right now is go to work as if he's our number one, because he is.
That cross-field throw that Manziel threw to Cameron late in practice there.
Sweet, huh?
Well, I was going to ask you about it. It seemed to catch your guys' attention.
It was nice, man. It was nice. I like to see Johnny make big plays. You know, he's another guy that you guys like to talk about quite a bit. But, you know, when a quarterback gets in the rhythm and gets a little confidence, you know, chin pokes up, chest sticks out a little bit more, and they play better. And, you know, when he gets in the rhythm, he's a special athlete. He's hard to stop. So, he's doing good, man. I like what I'm seeing so far out of Johnny football.